speaking at Malakal Stadium, where 9,559 necessary unified forces graduated on Monday, Johannes Tekle Michael, the Eritrean ambassador to South Sudan, described the ceremony as a historical milestone. He also used the event to call on Security Council to lift the arms embargo on South Sudan, saying it would pave the way for effective peacekeeping by the necessary unified forces.
There were hanging sticks. Today also, we are witnessing their hanging sticks instead of guns. At this golden opportunity, I call all African countries in particular and the international community in general to lift sanctions from this beautiful country so that they will be able to carry a gun and keep the peace of this beautiful country.
Speaking at the same event, Mahao echoed the Eritrean ambassador's call to lift the arms embargo on South Sudan as well as targeted sanctions on South Sudanese individuals.
China stands ready to work with the international community to make more contributions to promoting the peace process in South Sudan, including calling on the UN Security Council to lift the arms embargo and targeted sanctions against South Sudan so as to help direct unified forces to build and strengthen themselves to provide reliable and durable peace in the whole country.
Major General Charles Tai Gitwai, the interim chairperson of the reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, urged the newly graduated unified forces to exercise discipline in order to deliver peace to the people of South Sudan.
Militaries are loyal to the state, to the constitution, and to the republic. Your loyalty, therefore, is not based on where you've come from or who has been leading you. Once you are unified now, you are one force under one commander-in-chief, and we expect you to be able to know that you are to protect the state, to protect the people of South Sudan. It's not to fight the people of South Sudan. You are supposed to be friends of the people of South Sudan. Civilians are supposed to be respected by you, not for you to make them afraid of yourselves.
Gitwai also emphasized the need for South Sudanese leaders to unite and work for sustained peace in the country.
We also want the invocation of the leadership as well, so that we move forward to implement this agreement as expected. We'd like to see this roadmap fully followed to the letter and spirit.
On Monday, 9,559 necessary unified forces graduated in Malakal. The forces were drawn from the Peace Party's armed forces. The forces include police officers, soldiers, civil defense officers, wildlife wardens, and prison wardens. Over the last 3 years, at least 59 personnel have died while training in Upper Nile State. For VOA News, I am Sheila Oponi in Juba.